Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 83, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker, and we have a very special playoff edition of Inside the Parker this week. We will talk with Boston Globe reporter Julian McWilliams. Of course, he covers the Boston Red Sox. Also, we'll talk with Jerry Harrison Jr., the former major leaguer. That and much more. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
The New York Yankees are done. One and done after an up and down regular season. They lose to the Red Sox 6-2 in the AL wild card game on Tuesday night. And, you know, Yankee fans bummed out, one and done. It's hard to accept. But the Yankees have won the last couple of years with the one and done, and they've been the victors in these one-game wild card series. And that's why you have to win the division. Of course, the Tampa Bay Rays won the division. But, you know, there's two things that stand out in that game for me on Tuesday night was, of course, Gerrit Cole just lasting two innings, has always struggled pitching in Boston. It's incredible. He had the most wins in the American League. His ERA was very good. I think it was second going into second this year in the American League. And yet he only lasted two innings and just didn't have his good stuff. Gave up a couple of home runs, and it just wasn't a good outing for Gerrit Cole. The bright spot for the Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton. I don't know what else you want to say. He was 3-for-4, easily could have had three home runs. He only had one. Had he got a home run in the first inning, it might have set the tone and changed things. It hit the Green Monster. He thought it was out and only wound up with a single. Then there was another big one off the top of the Monster and in left field. Again, could have changed the complexion of the game. And then he did wind up getting one out of Fenway. But he really had a great season for the Yankees. Finally stayed healthy and had a monster bat. And if you go back to 2020 in the playoffs, he was a monster swinging the bat and hitting home runs. I think at one point he hit four home runs in five games during the postseason. So Giancarlo Stanton finally became a Yankee.
Number two.
As the postseason is underway, Yankees-Red Sox Tuesday night, and of course the Cardinals and Dodgers on Wednesday night in the wild card games, there's just one thing missing in the postseason. Some of the brightest stars, Ohtani and Trout from the Angels, both home. Tatis Jr. from the Padres, home. And, of course, Vlad Jr. from the Blue Jays, all at home watching and not playing. It's one of those things that you hate to see. You would love to see the best players in the game in the postseason having a chance to shine when everybody's watching on the big stage. But it just didn't happen. And definitely the Angels have two of the best players in the game, and they weren't close to making the playoffs. So that has to really change to be able to see these guys in prime time. It's a bummer for baseball. And now when you take a look at it, Judge and Stanton, two more stars, they're both out already after one game. So Major League Baseball will have to plot along without some of the biggest stars in the game this postseason.
Number three.
It was no shocker that Jace Tingler was fired as Padres manager. We figured it was coming. The Padres had great expectations, got off to a great start. We understand that there were injuries and different things, but they just had a free fall, a total collapse at the end of the year, and were a mere shell of what they were earlier in the year. And, you know, you can't fire the team. You can't get rid of all the players. So I think most people expected Tingler to get fired, and he did. It'll be interesting to see where the Padres go from here. It's a talented bunch. I picked them to make the World Series. I picked them to win the National League West. I really liked the roster. I liked the pitching moves they made in the offseason, but it didn't pan out. And instead, they're looking for a new manager.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
Let's welcome into the podcast Jerry Hairston Jr., of course, the former major leaguer and current baseball analyst for Spectrum Sports LA. Jerry, welcome to the podcast, the postseason edition.
Absolutely, man. Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited, bro. Can't wait to have this long postseason.
No doubt about it. And, of course, Jerry covers the Los Angeles Dodgers. Last night, the Dodgers and Cardinals met in the wild card game in the National League. But the Dodgers were without a couple of pieces. Let's start with Max Muncy, who was injured, and Jerry, just not having him in a big game like that. Talk about his importance and what he's meant to the Dodgers.
Well, you could make a strong case that Max Muncy was the team's MVP the first half of the season. He was an all-star, led the team in home runs, their best run producer. So anytime you miss a guy like that, it's definitely going to be hurting your ball club. The Dodgers are deep, no doubt, but you could always use a bat like him in the middle of your lineup. And he's a guy that's come up clutch, not just this year, but for the last couple of years. So missing a guy like Max Muncy definitely hurts his ball club.
And also we got news before, of course, the postseason kicked off on Tuesday night with the American League wild card that Clayton Kershaw, of course, the longtime Dodger ace, was out for the postseason. Did everybody kind of know that was coming, or was that a blow to the Dodgers?
Well, it was a blow to the Dodgers. It definitely hurt us, and it hurt him. You know, Clayton Kershaw has been dealing with that elbow, tenderness around that elbow for the past 3 or 4 months. He was trying to come back and fight through the pain, just unable to do so. Now, the good news is there was no structural damage in the elbow, which means no Tommy John, which is great, especially at the age that Clayton's at right now and in the point he's at in his career. You want to not have that type of injury. So I think they dodged a bullet there, but he's definitely done for the rest of the postseason. Definitely hurts having a guy like Clayton Kershaw not in your rotation, one of the game's best who's ever done it. That definitely was a big blow.
No doubt. Jerry Hairston Jr. joins us here on Inside the Parker. Of course, he played 16 major league seasons with the Orioles, the Cubs, the Rangers, the Reds, won a championship with the Yankees, the Padres, the Nationals, the Brewers, and the Dodgers. I'm out of breath, Jerry. You play for everybody. My goodness. But it just talks about staying power. And let me ask you about this Dodger team. And how surprised were you that the Dodgers wound up in the wild card spot and not winning the division? On paper, they're the best team. They get Scherzer and Turner at the trading deadline, all that stuff. But somehow the Giants were still able to hold on to that division. How shocked were you that the Dodgers didn't win the West for the ninth year in a row?
I'm extremely surprised that they did not win the West, because they did basically all they could to win that division. They won 106 games. I will never fault a team for not winning a division after winning 106 games. They had a tremendous season. But the Giants were one game better. They had an incredible run. Farhan Zaidi's done a terrific job. We know him very well, having been the GM here for the Dodgers for a couple of years. We know what he does to as far as making up a team, making up a roster, and how to put players in position to succeed. So Farhan Zaidi deserves all the credit. Gabe Kapler did an incredible job as the manager there in San Francisco. So it's really more about the Giants, man. The Dodgers had an incredible run, even with the injuries they had us go through, you know, with Cody Bellinger missing half the year, Corey Seager missing 2.5 months, Clayton Kershaw not being there for the second half of the year.
Mookie Betts couldn't stay healthy.
106 games, man. That's tremendous.
No doubt about it. All right, going into the game, the wild card game on Wednesday, Max Scherzer, I mean, that's the guy you want on the mound, an ace pitcher who's been through playoffs and postseasons, won a World Series with the Nationals, but hadn't pitched well in his previous two starts. What's been going on with Max Scherzer going into that postseason game?
Well, if you go back probably maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, he had come out of a start where his hamstring wasn't quite right. It tightened up on him, and it's his right leg, his back leg, his driving leg. And anytime a pitcher is dealing with a leg issue, especially with that driving leg, your stuff is not going to be the same. Now, he will never make excuses. He's a fighter. He's a grinder. And he's a guy that says, you know what, I can do without. You know, even if I'm banged up, I'm going to go out there and do my thing. But I really believe that affected him in his last two starts of the regular season. But, again, he's a warrior. He's a guy that you want on the hill. He's a champion, a guy that's not afraid to pitch the big game.
And let's go on the other side. St. Louis Cardinals are one of the hottest teams in baseball, and you saw it. They won 17 games in a row to come out of nowhere and make the postseason and secure that second wild card spot. But Adam Wainwright, who was on the mound for them Wednesday night, has been unbelievable and reinvented himself. What is so tough about him? I thought he retired 4 years ago, and this dude has been a monster on the mound.
I tell you what, a guy that I really respect on the mound, you mentioned, guys that reinvent themselves, even though he still has a pretty good fastball, he'll run it, he'll cut it. He's got that 12-6 breaking ball, arguably still the best breaking ball from the right-hand side in the big leagues. That has been his bread and butter pitch the last 15, 16 years. So
this is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
He's a guy that is a compete type of guy, is not going to shy away from confrontation. And him and Molina do an incredible job as a battery. They understand each other. They know each other. They can probably think right along the same line. They throw 100 pitches. They're going to be in sync probably about 92, 93 of them. That's how in sync they are together. Just an incredible pitcher, a great competitor, a champion as well. So he's a guy that you also want in a big game. And having Matt Scherzer and Wainwright going against each other, definitely
his
special.
Name is Jerry Hairston Jr., one of the best baseball analysts out there, the former Major League infielder and outfielder, who, of course, now is with Spectrum Sports LA. My friend, Jerry, thank you, bud. Enjoy the postseason.
I will, man. You too, my friend.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination, with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto: if I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
Let's welcome into the podcast one of the best baseball writers in the country, Julian McWilliams, who, of course, covers the Red Sox for the Boston Globe, a friend of mine. Julian, welcome to the podcast. How you doing?
Rob, what's up, man? I'm good. Appreciate you having me.
Always, my man. So, one game, winner take all, wild card, American League. Red Sox get it done 6-2. And let me, before we get into the game and the Red Sox moving on, before the game, Jerry Remy threw out the first pitch. That was pretty neat. Jerry Remy, of course, the longtime second baseman for the Red Sox and a broadcaster who's missed the year, right, with cancer. How cool was that to see him out there throwing out the first pitch?
It was great, and if you lived here for a while, you understand, you know, how what Jerry Remy means to a lot of people around here. I mean, just his genuineness, his character, the way he carries himself, and you know, the Boston accent he has, and it's, he's just the heartbeat to that broadcast, and I think to this region of the country, and it was good to see him out there. You know, hopefully, at some point, you know, whenever it's best, he can, you know, get back in the booth. But obviously, it's more so about his health right now and him, you know, getting better. He's had, you know, this is his sixth bout with cancer, and I think a lot of people look at it and say, "Wow, you know, how can he get through?" And I think Dennis Eckersley put it the best. He said he's the toughest guy I've ever known. So, if there's anybody that can pull through, it will be Jerry. So we're all rooting for him.
No doubt. Great scene. Nathan Eovaldi, my goodness gracious, he pitched well for the Red Sox. I know at one point he had retired 10 Yankees in a row. Was it his stuff? The Yankees also were very aggressive, a lot of first pitch swinging. What was it for Nathan that worked?
You know, Nate sort of evolved into this pitcher. I think he's always been the guy that's relied a lot on his fastball, and he's never really got that many swings and misses on that pitch. So he's implemented a lot of pitches into his arsenal, from the curveball to the splitter to the slider. He also has this quick pitch that he does, the stutter step. It's true veteranship that he's sort of, you know, become. I think he's become a true veteran in the game, understanding what he does, what he can and can't do. And keep in mind, he gave up seven runs, all earned, to the Yankees in his last start there, which was just 2 weeks ago. So they went in there, they made some adjustments, and they know that the Yankees are sort of have this feast or famine approach. When they don't have the home run a lot of times, they get lost. They look, sort of look like they get those little puppy eyes, and they sort of panic, and then you can expand the zone because they start pressing. So the Yankees didn't walk one time last night, and I think they're at the top of the league in walk rate. So they kept them off balance the whole night. Obviously, the scene at Fenway was electric, and good for Nate Eovaldi because he sort of evolved into this solid veteran pitcher, really good veteran pitcher, as he's got into his latter years of his career.
Our guest is Julian McWilliams. He covers the Red Sox for the Boston Globe, and the Red Sox beat the Yankees 6-2 in the American League Wild Card. They advanced to take on the Rays, but the Red Sox also, let's be honest, got a little lucky last night. Giancarlo Stanton is swinging the bat like unbelievable. Going back to the Marlin days when he was hitting all those home runs, he could have easily had three home runs last night, couldn't he?
Easily. And you know, if that was at a different ballpark, you would talk about a different game. You know, I mean, two balls that were drilled off the Green Monster, and the second one, I mean, I think that was 115 miles per hour off his bat. And Phil Nevin, I mean, what are you doing? You're sending him from Judge, who sort of hesitated around second base. He hesitated around third base, and then you send him home. I mean, he was dead in the water. You would have had second and third, one out. Granted, you had Joey Gallo up, but you know, it's a lot different scene. And when I tell you, when that happened, when Judge came to bat and he reached first base on an infield single, then that Giancarlo Stanton thing happened. You know, Fenway went silent for a while, but right. Then when Judge got thrown out of home plate, that brought all the momentum back on their side. And it was like, okay, this is a game that they're probably going to win. Cause after that, they got to run in the next inning to put them up 4-1. So, I think the Yankees sort of got a little bit too overly aggressive. I think Giancarlo Stanton, obviously good for him. He's been swinging the bat well. If you look at his postseason stats with the Yankees, I mean, dating back to last year, they're top notch. So, they're going to have to figure out something in that lineup because, Stanton and Judge were really carrying that lineup for the last month plus of the season, and then everybody else was sort of dead weight.
No doubt. Those two guys, you can't complain about what they've done. Xander Bogaerts, that was a big home run, obviously, especially after a two-out walk. Those walks come to get you. It set the tone for the Red Sox, right? It gave them some breathing room, especially, Julian, when you think the Yankees had won those six games in a row, including that sweep late in the season, I think that was a relief for the Red Sox, right? That blow?
Yeah. And if you remember, he went slider, changeup. And I'm wondering why Cole just wasn't trusting his fastball enough. And I think Xander said at the end of the game, he said, man, if he had thrown me a fastball, he probably would have broke my hands. But he went to the changeup for some reason. He was missing arm side a lot with his fastball, missing glove side a lot. He couldn't really control his fastball like that. I'm talking about Cole, but when he delivered that blow in that first inning, I think that brought Fenway to his feet. And what better way to tag Gerrit Cole? Gerrit Cole had a 7 ERA at Fenway Park this year, if you include the regular season. He had a 6.18 ERA coming into that game. So he hasn't pitched well at Fenway. He just registered his last win at Fenway and his last start. So ever, for his career. And, so if you look at the numbers, if you look at, you know, Gerrit Cole, he hasn't really pitched well there. And I think that sort of, you know, played in his mind a little bit. And you look at the Kyle Schwarber homer. That was a fastball above the zone, at the top of the zone. It wasn't a strike, but he got on top of it and drilled it, you know, out into the concourse area. I mean, that was a bomb. So, they were on them from the jump, and the Red Sox, good for them. They came out to play. Obviously, they have a tough opponent in Tampa, but I mean, geez, the Yankees have to figure out something. You're talking about a team that doesn't have a World Series since 2009, hasn't won a pennant since 2009, and before that, it was what, 2003, and you're the New York Yankees. I mean, it's something's going to have to change over there, and I think obviously it has to start with the front office somewhere.
No doubt. Two more questions real quick. J.D. Martinez, who missed the game, got an injury stepping on the second base bag, I believe. Is he going to be all right and be ready for the Rays, or what's his status?
They're saying that they're going to wait till tomorrow, but to be honest with you, Rob, I don't see it happening for this series. It's one of those freak accidents. He steps on the bag every time he goes out to to play in the outfield, and he slipped or something like that and tweaked his ankle. They said they'll know more by tomorrow, but you know, I at least don't see it happening for game one or two. They might activate him, they might not, but I don't see it happening, judging from the standpoint of what they said, how severely swollen his ankle really was.
All right, last thing, the series against the Rays. The Rays are that team everybody hates. They just keep winning. You know, they went to the World Series last year. They got terrible fan support. You know, not a lot of name stars, but they keep winning. How well did the Red Sox do against them, and can the Red Sox beat them in the divisional series?
The Red Sox were 8-11 against them. I think I remember once on Labor Day, they once relinquished a 7-1 lead, I think they had at the time. You know, the Rays are a team that pay extremely, extremely good attention to detail. They're a team that takes their infield, outfield seriously. They don't really make that many mistakes. They know who they are as ball players. Whereas the Red Sox, they had 108 errors this year, which was second in the league. Which is crazy that they're at this point now. You know, and that tells you a lot about, I think, Alex Cora and the energy that he brings to the team and the way he's able to mix and match and maneuver. But I think the Rays edge them out in this series. And I think it's been a really good season for the Red Sox. Obviously, you know, anything can happen in a 5-game series. But if I had to, I'm not a betting man, but if I had to put some money down on it, I would obviously go with the Rays just based on the season that they had. But look, you know, they're going to have to figure it out with their bullpen too, because you know they pitched 703 innings leading into this series with the Rays. I mean, the Rays have pitched 703 innings for their bullpen. I don't know how sustainable that is. At some point, you're going to have to rely on your starting pitching to be able to get you through. I think that the bullpen ranked first in the league in innings pitched for the Rays. So if you can figure out a way to get to the starting pitcher, if you can figure out a way to sort of, you know, get the wear and tear up with their bullpen, anything can happen. But I think it'll go with the Rays just based upon how consistent they've been all season.
I think you're probably right. His name is Julian McWilliams, one of the best baseball writers in the country. He covers the Red Sox for the Boston Globe. And as a CWPF of mine, that's close, warm, personal friend. My man, Julian, thanks.
Appreciate it, Rob. Always.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.